You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back. Today, we're talking about this very interesting topic, what a blow dryer has to do with your love life. That's right, what a blow dryer has to do with your love, .. life. Now, you're probably wondering, what is she going to talk about? Well, let me tell you, today's message was inspired by a soul story from this morning in which I'm getting ready for the day, getting ready to do my daily 11:11 a.m. Central Standard Time Facebook Live that I do every day, okay? Getting ready, and I happen to wash my hair, blow drying my hair, getting ready for the day, and I look down and I look at my blow dryer and I remember something that happened about 3 years ago. Now, first of all, let me tell you, this blow dryer, I've had it for many years, and it is the most beautiful metallic orange color. I love this blow dryer. Every time I look at it, it's one of these happy colors, one of my favorite colors of all time. I love it, love it, love it. So about 3 years ago, I'm getting ready, blow drying my hair, and it starts to kind of do the smoke thing. If you blow dry your hair, you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes you get the smoke coming from the blow dryer, right? So instantly, I pull it out, pull the plug out of the wall. I'm like, the blow dryer's broken. I need a new blow dryer. But then as I pulled the plug out of the wall, I noticed that the plug-in was kind of broken and it was somewhat ajar. And so I looked at it and I thought, you know, maybe I just need to kind of shove this back together again. So I kind of bring it back together again. I very carefully plug it in. And it seems to be working okay. But I'm thinking, okay, finish blow drying my hair, but I definitely need to get a new blow dryer. So I was telling Pablo about it, my dear love, and I said, I need to stop by the store. I need to get a blow dryer. And he said, really, what happened to your blow dryer? So I proceeded to tell him about how it kind of started smoking and whatever. And he said, well, let me take a look at it. And I'm kind of chuckling because I'm thinking, you know, this is how guys are. They think they can fix everything, right? Well, as it turns out, he takes it. Next thing you know, he's got all these different tools out. He's got some electrical tape and he's fixing the blow dryer, okay? He gives it back to me and it has worked beautifully ever since then. So I am beyond grateful and I stand corrected, of course. You know, he knew he could fix it. He fixed it. It was great. But as I'm getting ready this morning, I'm noticing that, wow, 3 years ago, I thought this blow dryer was done. I thought it was done for. I thought it was completely broken and it had seen its last day. And it got me thinking about life and especially about love and our love life. Love and life. Have you ever felt like somehow it's broken? Have you ever felt like you're broken? That somehow your life is broken? That somehow it no longer works and it needs to be tossed in the garbage? It's done. Have there been times in your life when you felt like all I need to do is unplug and I never want to plug in again? You know, honestly, I've had those times in my life too, where all I wanted to do was unplug and never plug in again. You know, yesterday we talked about Valentine's Day redefined. And today, at the time that you're listening to this, the release date of this podcast is Valentine's Day. For all of you, you, my dear, who may be listening right now and it's not Valentine's Day, it doesn't matter what day of the year it is, because this is a truth that goes for all days. There may be times in your life when you feel broken. You feel like your life is broken. You feel like your love life is broken. And you feel like it's time to throw in the towel, unplug, and throw it in the garbage. Whatever that is for you, my dear, you may feel broken, but the truth is, you're not. I've gotten 3+ years out of this thing past the point of when I thought it was broken. As I was remembering the blow dryer 3 years ago, and as I was equating it to my life, I thought about sometimes all we need to do is unplug for a moment and then reinforce the plug-in, because that's what was wrong. The plug-in was actually broken. So what I did was I fixed the plug-in, I reinforced it, I had some help, thank goodness, reinforced the plug-in, and found a new way to plug that thing into the wall. Perhaps, my dear, what you need to do today is to reestablish the connection with your source, to reinforce your plug-in, so that you can actually get what you need, the power that you need to stay connected and to continue working as you are designed to work. And also, I looked at the cord, and it has that little tag on it that says, you know, caution, do not submerge in water. It's a caution for electric shock. And I started thinking about that, and I thought, you know, it's interesting because this blow dryer was never meant to be submerged in water. You, my dear, were never meant to drown in your life. You may feel right now like you're drowning in your circumstances, you're drowning in love, you're drowning in your life, you're drowning in your love life. You were never designed to drown in life. You, my dear, were designed to sip on your life. Imagine if you could actually reinforce what really matters for you, the source of your love, the source of your life, and you could reestablish that connection, heart and soul, and actually function the way you are designed to function, sipping on life, not drowning in it. Imagine what that would look like for you. You could go way past that feeling of feeling broken. Because even though everything was pointing in the direction of completely throwing this thing away and starting over, guess what? It's working just as well as it did when I bought the thing. And that was so many years ago. Are you willing today to take something in your life that you feel is broken, and it may be your heart? Are you willing today to give it the time and attention that's required to jumpstart that thing again and to actually plug it back in to the source that matters most to you and actually get it working again? I sure hope this helps you. This has helped me so much reminiscing today about this blow dryer. And if you're listening to this on Valentine's Day, I say to you, my dear, plug into your heart and soul and what matters to you today. Fall in love with your life and your life's work well. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's sacred soul step is this. What do you feel right now in your life? Feels like it's kind of on fire. It's kind of not working. It's kind of smoking a little bit. And you think it's absolutely broken. What is that for you? Maybe you think that's you. You're like, yeah, that's me. I feel burned out. I feel broken. I feel like I'm ready to unplug and throw in the towel. Whatever that is for you, write it down. And then ask yourself, is there a way to get this thing working the way it was designed to work, my dear? Write that down. Take some time today and celebrate your life working, heart and soul. Thank you so much for being here. I will look forward to sipping on life with you again tomorrow. I can hardly wait. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.